grief and loss, trauma, mental health, alcohol and drug use, gender roles, anger management, self-esteem, sexual abuse, domestic violence, and the pressures of societal norms or real-life issues that affect men. Join Rolando, psychotherapist, author, life coach, and motivational speaker that has dedicated his profession to working with men to find a healthier alternative to cope and handle these stressors. Rolando believes that men are lacking in social, psychological, emotional, and spiritual support that is necessary for a lifestyle that promotes healthy masculinity. We invite you to join us on XY Spark, where we discuss issues that men face. At XY Spark, we believe the key for happier families is restoring healthy masculinity.
Hello, hello, good morning out there, and how are you doing today? This is your boy Rolando with XY Spark. We do hope that you have had a good week so far. We are excited to be here. We just want to send a shout out to all the men who are planning to participate in our Men's Mental Health March. That's going to be happening on June the 20th. Men's Mental Health Awareness March on June 20th. If you can't come in person, then let's do it virtually. Planet is going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's probably going to be in your area, wherever you are around Canada, you can participate. It's going to be here coming out of Northern Alberta, Southern Alberta, and different places around in and around Canada. So please look out for that. Today, I wanted to share a thought with you. And it's coming to us here from John Maxwell. And the thought that I'm sharing with you is from this quote. It says this: experience is not the best teacher, evaluated experience is. End quote. I read it for you again. It says, experience is not the best teacher, evaluated experience is. What path have you been traveling now for the past 18 months or 2 years? What decisions have you made that if you got the chance to go back and do it differently, then you would have done something differently? What things have you been beating yourself up about as it relates to relationships, job decisions, where you chose to live? What things have you done that if you were to be brutally honest with yourself, if I got the chance to set the reset button, I would do it differently? Well, I want to tell you that the opportunity is still available. You can now take that reflective step backward and evaluate that experience. Whatever the experience was from your past, you can use it as a stepping stone to go forward and have a better and make better decisions in the future. Whatever it is, you can now take the time to evaluate that experience and recognize that if this were to happen again, or if this were to come my way again, I know exactly what I am going to do. So you want to start evaluating those experiences. You want to start looking at, hey, I made a decision 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, or this thing happened in my life yesterday, or last week, or last year, or 10 years ago. And now that I'm getting the opportunity to do something differently, it's time for me to take some reflective steps to evaluate those experiences. You know, this morning, I don't know who you are or where on the world you are located or what has gone on in your life, but I want to speak life into you today. I want to speak hope into you today. I want to remind you today that you now have this grand opportunity to take time for reflection and regrounding and reconnection as you evaluate those experiences. You see, the quote says experience is not the best teacher, but rather evaluated experience is. So I want to just encourage you today, as you go out there, you may be on your way to work or from work, you may just be getting up out of bed, or you are just surfing the internet for a podcast to listen to, and you just by chance stopped by here, I want you to take some more time to evaluate the experiences that you've had in order for you to grow. So here's a thought that I want to leave you with today. The experiences of my past will not determine my decisions for the future. Can you repeat that after me here? My experiences of the past will not determine my decisions for the future. Start doing some more evaluation and you'll be surprised to see the change and transformation that will start taking place in you. As usual, this is your boy here, Rolando, on X-Y Spark. We continue to encourage and remind you that there is a spark in you.
Please join Rolando next time on X-Y Spark as he engages us in practical discussions that promotes healthy masculinity and challenge men to live extraordinary lives. At X-Y Spark, we believe the key for happier families is restoring healthy masculinity.